Whatever, how am I going to phrase this? Now, are you guys getting, are you understanding my accent and everything?
Yes.
Yeah, I'm working on that now, okay? Okay, good. Now, don't just show too much mercy. If you are not, just say, Brasson coming, can you please next time talk a little slower? Or next time talk a little faster? You know, or next time just stay, you know, sometimes try and smile at us because sometimes your face is like this. Yesterday, I was watching Brother Copeland in Nigeria. He's the idea in Nigeria. And he's ministering to this 4,000. It's a ministers' conference. So it's only pastors allowed there. And there were 4,000, like you have here, 4,200 was the count as at yesterday. He was ministering to. And he said, he was talking about the joy of the Lord. And say, you know, be happy and be joyful. And people were like, yeah. He said, are you happy with your face like that? You know, African men, I'm talking of real African men, they want to be serious because they want to get the world. But I complain that, can you just show you are happy? Show. Okay, how did we get there? Okay, let's get to where we are. So we are too serious individuals, too much seriousness. God laughs, amen. So, and it, I think the day before I missed that one, he was teaching them how to laugh. Yeah, he was teaching them how to laugh. Ha ha, he was telling them ha ha ha, the same ha ha ha. Then he went and he said, but I could I'm not go and watch it. If you can get it, he did that. You know. Okay, let's get back to the business. Focused here. Okay. So where were we, Lord? So we are talking about don't allow excuses to rob you of your future. We will accept the excuse. We will buy the excuse. We might even encourage the excuse and say, you know, we don't. There's another prayer gathering tomorrow. Maybe you need to take some time off. Take some time off. And there is service on Wednesday. Yeah, take some time off. You don't need to come. And Sunday, if you're not feeling too well on Sunday for the Sunday service, maybe you need to just take. The pastors too take time off. You know, the pastors take time off. So you too can take time off. You know, you need to take time off. David said, I'd rather be a doorkeeper in the house of the Lord than to dwell in the tents of wickedness. I just want to be there. This is where we know this, so I'm preaching to the choir. Now, trust me, I'm preaching to the choir. And I'm not just saying that. We just, sometimes choirs needs to, they have to have a choir master. We call them choir master in Nigeria. You people call them, sure. Do you call it choir here? Do you call them choir here? Or choir? People that sing on the stage. Choir leader. Okay, I'm just, okay. Yeah, they have choir director here. So, even though there's a choir, somebody has to, now, some of them, they actually dance. It's as though they want to come and dance for us. Okay, so choir directors. So even though we are the choir of the Lord in this house of prayer, there are some, you know, things that just to remind us that it's time for you to raise your voice, do something, okay, be quiet a little. Now you raise your voice and everything now becomes beautiful. Amen? You don't want somebody in the choir just going throughout the service. You won't like that. Neither do you want the guy to be what is this? But if all of them work together, I mean, there are some guys' voice that are like that. I'm like, what happened, man? Open up. There are some parts in this place that hasn't opened up, you know? So, You can sit down here. Okay. Just move closer. Hallelujah. Thank you. Now, these people pray with me, so they sometimes mess around with me sometimes. So. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Okay, so. Hallelujah. So Jesus told them, for the promise of the Holy Spirit, go and wait in a place. And like we said, 120 people showed up. It's a place prepared. It's a place where all the people he has taught are gathered. Was Jesus there? No. Was the Holy Spirit there? No. He hasn't come yet. Now, they were born again. He's living inside them. But he hasn't manifested himself. So there was no sign and wonder happening in that waiting room. None. What were they doing? Searching the world. I hear some people have told me sometimes, you say, you know, we came for prayer, we didn't came for preaching. I say, well. And some say that you just pray and pray and pray and you didn't even go through the scripture. So there has to be a balance here, right?
Right.
So they were searching the scriptures. Comparing with the words of Jesus, search the scripture and praying for the promise of the Holy Ghost. And searching the scripture and praying and asking, Lord Jesus, you promised us the Holy Spirit. Oh, what is the character of this Holy Spirit? And searching the scripture and searching. While they were searching the scripture, they discovered that, oh, we should be 12. One of us is lost. And then they, right in that meeting, they received the wisdom to get somebody else to fill the place of Judas. And kept waiting. And they kept waiting. Until one day, the blessed Holy Spirit himself showed up. They waited. So what am I saying? When a prayer meeting is called, or when a place like this is called, that Miss Iva, or if Pastor Terry, I have been here for some time now in this place in prayer, and so if Pastor Terry is going to come for this prayer meeting this morning, you will have seen a lot more people show up. All of you that are sitting in front will not have space in this front place. A lot of rearrangement, Pastor Terry is coming. It's good. We want Pastor Terry to come. I mean, if she can come, you know. But it's our place. This place is our place. So if it's her place, I have to come whether she's there or she's not there in the natural. Because our spirit is there. Did you forget the Elisha and the servant Gehazi? And Gehazi was going about his own business, making business deals that the anointing did not tell him to go and do. Doing deals, putting things together, making arrangement, because he has to provide for his family. And came back, oh, Master, I'm here, I'm back, hallelujah. Ha-ha. So what is the next assignment? I escorted that man out of city. I trust he's going to do, he's going to keep his healing. He's healed, Master, he's clean and he's healed. He's going to keep his healing. And the prophet said, was my eyes or was my spirit not with you? Yeah. I've forgotten that what he said. Was it not with you? I think he said, was my spirit not with you when you were making those transactions? And you come here now to fake around? Okay, so there was a place in the Act of Apostles. We won't go there now, but you know the place. And all of them were coming together. And the apostles were there. And there was ministration. And people were bringing offerings to lay it at the apostles' feet. A place created. And it's a place to show the apostle, I just sewed that wedding ring. I love it. I just sewed it. And this is the money I'm going to. Now, people can come and do all kind of stuff. But people were giving and doing. Then here comes Mr. and Mrs. What do you call their name now? Ananias and Sapphira. And they showed up in that place, not understanding the place. They could have gotten that done sometime in the past, but now there is a place. And they showed up in that place and lie. I mean, did they sell property? Yes, so they said that was true. Did they bring money? Yeah, they brought money. Were they generous in bringing money? Yeah, between me and you, yeah. Before God, we don't know. Like one pastor said, the church will use your money. We will spend your money. But whether heaven has record of your money is something else. You can give. You can do, you can show up in a meeting. Does heaven have record that you are in that meeting? Because you will be rewarded. He's a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. So while we are doing it, while we are used to this, we are used to coming together. When they come together, when they call prayer, I am used to be there. And you are used to be there. We know the faces, many of us, that show up in those places. And you can get that reward of my embrace. Oh, my sister. Oh, my brother. Oh, this. Oh, this. Now, make sure that heaven has it in his record that you are in that house of prayer and that you prepared yourself for that house of prayer. Make sure. It is essential because that is the most important part of being in that house of prayer. He said, you've come unto heavenly Jerusalem, not living room number one. Into the company. So let's go there. Hebrews chapter 12. So we are going to be praying today for the Southwest Believers Convention. You are going to pray the way you have never prayed before because me and you are going to connect with the Holy Spirit and we are going to pray by faith. We are going to say exactly what the Holy Spirit wants us to say. Exactly the same intonation, the same faith. It doesn't have to be loud. It doesn't have to be quiet. Whatever he wants us to do, we are going to yield ourselves. Amen? So Hebrews chapter 12. Thank you, Jesus. So Hebrews chapter 12, let's start from verse 18. Hebrews 12, 18. So he's comparing here their natural gathering with their spiritual gathering. He says, for ye are not come unto the mount that might be touched, and that burn with fire, nor unto blackness and darkness and tempest, and the sound of a trumpet, and the voice of words, which voice they that heard it entreated that the word should not be spoken to them anymore. So that was a terrifying time. That was, oh, it's awesome, it's good. But after that, what is the effect of that in their lives? Oh, how they look good, what today? The word, just a strong word. He came preaching with fire. Oh, yes. Okay, we got that part. Now, 20 says, for they could not endure that which was commanded. So there was a word. There was God speaking. But they could not stand in their place. They could not endure the performance of that word in their life. It looks as though we are going to have to stand in faith for some time for this to happen. I mean, you know what you can do? Just buy a ticket and go and watch those musicians that play this wide metal music. concert and go back home. If that's what we are looking for in this kind of a place. And 21, so terrible was the sight that Moses said, I exceedingly fear and quake. So they saw something. But ye are come unto Mount Zion. It's like, what is that? Mount Zion. Mount Zion. They are like, Mount Zion. How does Mount Zion look? And to the city of the living God. Now, this thing, the Holy Ghost will have to take you to this place in prayer. He will have to take you to this place when you are with him. He has to take you to this place. Because you can't describe it. Paul said, or John said, some of the things that I saw, I could not write. It's indescribable. I mean, there was so much awesomeness, I'm like, oh. And the angel say, write. I'm like, what am I going to write? How do you write this thing? This is the experience that he wants us. He's saying, this is where we come. This is where we come. He says, and to the city of the living God, the heavenly Jerusalem. The heavenly one. Now, Pastor Terry and Pastor George led a group of people to the earthly Jerusalem recently. Now, this Jerusalem that they led people to recently was not the Jerusalem that was in the days of Solomon, when gold was laid on the street, as in they didn't have a storage room for gold. Everybody had gold. Everybody in town. So you can't say, see my God. No, it's on the street. It's lying there on the street, not the 14 carat one that we finally were able to put on your ring. The gold was on the street. So if gold is on the street, people will have to sweep it off the street because it's now disturbing the horses' foot. I mean, you know, because they ride horses and chariots, they have to sweep the gold. It's actually on the street. It means their eyes is no longer on the gold that were on the street. Their eyes was into that heavenly Jerusalem because Solomon was doing as much as he can to make this earthly Jerusalem to be like heavenly Jerusalem. People's eyes were up there. They're looking at the cars and the money and the whatever. It's not. Now, other people from outside were taking tours. International tours to come and look at what is happening, to look at the servants, how they are dressed. Even kings and queens want to come and see the servants, see how the order is. Nobody wants to steal in that atmosphere. Nobody wants to take anybody's property. There's gold on the street. What's your problem, man? There's gold pot, gold kettle, gold tumblers, gold this, gold that. Okay. The city where God dwells. We are endeavoring in this. Now, some people have visited this place. Some people have gone there. You know, Brother Hagin, and some people, you know, Jesse Duplantis. I think you should watch those things and see where we are. Okay, so let's go in more here. And to the, okay, and the heavenly Jerusalem and to an innumerable company of angels. Now, I want us, this is where we are going to kind of camp today. Because Pastor Terry spoke about angels recently, gave command in prayer. Some of the prayer meetings I've attended about angels. Okay? So we are going to, let's read 23. To the general assembly and the church of the firstborn. You know, where Jesus is the pastor. Which are written in heaven, and to God, the judge of all, and the spirits of just men made perfect. Look at the people you are interacting with in this place. When me and you come to the house of prayer, recognizing our place, recognizing who we are, these are the people we are interacting with. The church of the living God. Jesus ever lived to make intercession. Angels standing in attention. Thank you, Jesus. And to Jesus, the mediator of a new covenant, and to the blood of the sprinkling that speaks better things than the blood of Abel. See that you refuse not him that speaketh. See, what did those people do the first time? They could not endure. So they refused and said, Moses, please go and deal with him. And please, when you finish dealing with him, cover your face, because your face shines too much. We can't endure this glory. Deal with him and just give us little bites, okay? Little bites is enough, because, you know, I'm still meddling with some little stuff, with some of this Arabian, you know, stuff behind me, you know, all this Amalekite stuff, kind of, you know, there are some shows that are now on, you know. I need to take care of those ones first. Just tell me a little bit, because if you do too much, I don't want to die before my time. So just, they were afraid because they would not do what Moses did. No, that's not. Okay, I apologize. And I need to put this off. I apologize. Okay, where are you? Go off. Okay, good. Hallelujah. So this is where we have come into. Brother Copeland 2 years ago said, put your house in order. And he started putting his own house in order, right? Mm-hmm. Okay. So to encourage us as prayer, to prosper in this house of prayer, because there is prosperity in the house of prayer. Mm-hmm. To prosper in this place, put your house in order. Jesus. Fix things that needs to be fixed. I mean, you don't have to swallow everything the same day. Just gradually. Put your time in order. Reorder stuff, you know, priority. What is important here? If Brother Copeland comes and spends a day with me, goes to my office, go with me to lunch, goes with me to my house, and see how I deal with my children, my wife, how I spend my relaxation time and dinner time, and what will be his own natural score. I'm just saying, I mean, just saying. Mm-hmm. So you can use that and begin to put your house in order. Put your life in order. Guys, there's so much. There's so much to be done. There's so much we ought to be doing that we are not doing. There's so much in this world, and we are kind of too lazy and laid back to pursue it the way it ought to be pursued. There are some times that we have to take hard decisions, difficult decisions. Now, when Solomon became king, you know, he made some harsh, difficult decisions. Some people were slaughtered, killed. I won't use the word slaughter, killed, just like that. Remember what you did? No, you can't stay. We can't have you here. Pew, go. Yeah, take care of that one too. Take care of that one. Did God come to him and say, Solomon, how dare you put a knife or send somebody to go and kill that person? God, judgment is working here, man. Wisdom is working here. Wisdom is not only when somebody turns to you and says, you know, sister, I think what you need to do in this situation. No, wisdom was working here. the wisdom that he had said, you know, Lord, okay, so you have one child now and two people are fighting for the child. Get me a knife. Let's plunge this knife into the heart of this baby and just cut the baby into half. And the woman said, ah, it's my child. And I was like, kill him, kill him, yeah, kill him. One to death. Say, okay, this is the owner of the child. Wisdom. 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 So when we are going to be praying for wisdom for Pastor George and Pastor Terry. Wisdom to do some things, to advance the work of this ministry to where it's supposed to be. Wisdom. It's going to take wisdom. The problem that we have, whether if we have financial problem, is not if we give you a truckload of money today, without this wisdom, it's going to finish. We want wisdom for them. Amen. You know, the Bible says Solomon never had a war. He didn't. Why? Well, God said, I will give you peace round about. Did you interpret that? The Bible says he built cities loaded with chariots around it. Now, who are you to say you want to come and attack him when the cities around him is filled with military men? Now, they say people are crossing the border, right? So if people are crossing the border, just move the military cantonment, or they call it cantonment in Nigeria, military places, and put it on the border. And see who is going to cross the border. Put them and say, don't move here. If you cross over here, you will be fired on. You are trespassing on the grounds of, you know, like you see in the movies. And the person takes the machine gun, say, near your legs. You're like, oh. You are going to have to move back if you really want your life. Wisdom. You don't need to spend money. Just relocate them. Put them on the fence. Build no wall. Just put them on the fence. And leave it. That's what King Solomon did. God said, I will give you peace round about. What does that mean? What does that mean? It means, hey boy, this is the wisdom. Build war zone around your house, your place. Secure the place. Let them see your military parade every morning. Let them see it every evening. Let the hammer be shining into their faces. You know what those kings could only do? They wanted to come and see this wisdom of Solomon. That's what they were now doing. No war. Nobody dared to wage war. Wisdom. That is called wisdom. What of wisdom for health? We think wisdom for health is only to be able to bring Brother Copeland, Sister Gloria, oh, and lay hands on me and Billy Buck. Oh, no. No. That is one of the ways. If they keep laying hands on people, how many millions of people are they going to lay hands on in this nation? Wisdom. How do we walk in divine health? Wisdom. It might be that we need to teach about what people put into their mouths. It might be that we need to tell them to sleep. Do something. Or stop doing this. Wisdom. It's profitable, the Bible says, to direct. So Pastor Terry is crying for wisdom. And I can assure you she's going to get wisdom because me and you are going to help her this morning. Yeah. Hallelujah. Yeah. Wisdom. Hallelujah. So let's go to Proverbs chapter 8 and do wisdom and pray. Southwest Believers Convention. Wisdom. People are fighting, or they are quarreling, or they are having conflict. Absence of wisdom right there. Just inject wisdom. Inject wisdom. The wisdom of God. Proverbs chapter 8. I think it's 8. Okay, yeah. Verse 1. Doth not wisdom cry, and understanding put forth her voice. She start, you know, when they are describing wisdom, they say her. That is like, you know, it's like, it's more like a picture of a mother. And you say, come baby, 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 please. It's not saying, I'm going to break your head if you don't show up right now. Wisdom doesn't talk. Thank God they didn't say he. They say her. Okay. She standeth in the top of the high places by the way of the places of the paths. She cried at the gates, at the entry of the city, at the coming, at the doors. It's everywhere. For unto you, O men, I call, and my voice is to the sons of men. O ye simple, understand wisdom. Just get me. Get me. Yeah, you haven't gotten me. I'll share this. It's okay. Nobody knows. So Pastor Is mentioned something recently in one of the meetings I attended. She said she had an encounter with somebody. And she told the person, you don't get it. And the person didn't like her saying, you didn't get it. And the person said, with due respect. But you know, when somebody wants to talk to you and start saying, with due respect, you know that there is actually no respect in that. With due respect, Pastor Terry, and the person left, and it wasn't well with the person, and few weeks later, it really hit her that the Lord opened like a curtain and she heard what the person said. That it has all kinds of evil and demonic things attached to that words. Wisdom was beckoning to the person. You don't get it. And the person got annoyed. I mean, maybe they are the same age. Maybe the guy is even older than him and, you know, harder than her and stuff like that. It has nothing to do with the age, man. This is wisdom. Why is she talking to that person? Why would she come on Sunday morning and start talking about even how we dress? Wisdom. Wisdom. Why? Wisdom. Now, is it for her own good? Yeah, God will require it of her as a shepherd. That did you tell them? Did you lead them into the pasture and want them to eat? Yes, I did that. Okay, you're not to be judged on that. So they are responsible now. Amen? Wisdom. Okay, so wisdom is talking here. 7. Okay, 6. Herefore I will speak of excellent things, and the opening of my lips shall be right things. For my mouth shall speak truth, and wickedness is an abomination to my lips. All the words of my mouth are in righteousness. There is nothing froward or perverse in them. Now, if you go further down, it says, 11, wisdom is better than rubies, and all the things that may be desired, that you are desiring right now, are not to be compared to it. I, wisdom, dwell with the prudence and find out knowledge of witty inventions. 13. The fear of the Lord is to hate evil, pride, and arrogancy, an evil way, and the froward mouth do I hate. Counsel is mine. You want to get counsel? Wisdom say, it is me. I am counsel. It belongs to me. And sound wisdom, I am understanding. This is I am talking now. I have strength. For me, for by me, kings reign. And princes decree justice. So, you know, we are believing God for her, for Pastor Terry, Pastor Joy, Brother Copeland, Sister Gloria, Sister Iva, in order to prosecute well this believers' convention for perfect execution of the will of God. By me, princes rule and nobles, even all the judges of the earth. I love them that love me, and those that seek me early shall find me. Now, that seeking me early doesn't mean that you're only seeking him in the morning. It just means that at the beginning of your project, early, early, seek the Lord. Don't get into it and say, oh, Lord, that time you are in desperation. In the beginning, when the plans are being laid, seek wisdom. And so we are seeking wisdom now. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So, Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you. We thank you for the Bible says you've not given us the spirit of fear, but of power, of man, of love, and of a sound mind. Soundness of mind. Soundness of mind. In this throne of grace today, in the name of Jesus, we require wisdom. Wisdom to take this ministry to the next level. Wisdom to take us to the next place. Wisdom to occupy and to increase and to enlarge. Wisdom required by Brother Copeland at this time. Wisdom required by Sister Gloria at this time. Wisdom required by Pastor George and Pastor Terry at this time. Wisdom that is required by Sister Iva to execute the necessary prayer strategies, to execute the necessary confession in prayer and the hours of prayer and how to pray and when to pray, what to pray. Wisdom of execution. We are asking for this wisdom, O Lord, not just to remain with Brother Copeland and Sister Gloria and Pastor George and Pastor Terry and Miss Iva. No, Lord, we are requiring that this wisdom, O God, come upon the executive team. Come upon the people in position of leadership in this ministry. Wisdom from above. Wisdom, wisdom, wisdom. For if we know what to do, Lord, we know that there will be greater advancement. We are not satisfied. Our pastors are not satisfied, Lord. Lord, you know we are grateful. You know we are thankful. You know we have been able to do a lot by your grace with what you have given to us already. But your word spoke of faithfulness. And we know you are the God of faithfulness. And so, Lord, there is more. There is more. There is more. Lord, we want the replication of your word, the replication of your wisdom, the replication of the experience of your word. The way Brother Copeland experiences your word, the way Sister Gloria experiences your word, the way Pastor George and Pastor Terry experiences your word, the way Sister Iva experiences your word in the house of prayer. That way, Lord, we want, Lord, the replication of this, the replication of this upon this ministry, upon the workers of this ministry, upon the pastors, Lord. Replication. The wisdom of God. The interpretation of the times and the seasons. Kingsland the Bainti in the manner. Ashtigle and Tenempata. Pakrande englicino onchulo mechanician a carba. Pickland rupa attication. Mrekland god vedo. Palaka do, a shakalaga do. Shakalaga do, shakalaga do. A braga do, a shakalaga do, a saparaga do. In the name of Jesus. Wisdom. Wisdom. Makalagado begateka. Sekerege elakamato o kamatashin. Wisdom. Wisdom. Makrate engronta. Kalabado epinachata. Fanoch eparach. Angelech endogomacha. Pakra aloko. Amana achaka achoko. Shikala shakala. Paroko. Adaba sakala. Dekama. On the bo shakara dakala domino tekanate. Oh, wisdom to dominate. By me, kings rule. By wisdom, kings rule. Kande galama. Wisdom for the people to rule in their domain. Wisdom to rule in our domain. Wisdom to rule in our domain. Nakalabo te kalabaga shakaba. Kenzengili jegidago shekapa. Kenze karakaza, marakaza, sokoroze, sekaraga, sakro, sekra, sakro, sekira, sakarago, sekaramaga, sekaraga, gogo, sekamakaraga. Shekeregedo godoga bagalebe godo. Makalaga do goloba gadagala baga do goloba gadagala gedo. Chakalaga da, chakajo, choko chakajo. Chaka chaka baga choko do kalaba kacha. Kese vene chacha, chacha, chacha na karaba shakaya. Wisdom, wisdom, wisdom that destroys presumptions. Wisdom that destroys every presumption, that destroys every pretension. The very wisdom of this world. The Bible says this wisdom, that the application of this wisdom, the activity of this wisdom, puts the wisdom of this world to naught. Shakaraba. Wisdom. 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 The ways of wisdom. The paths of wisdom. The activities of wisdom. The ways of wisdom. The paths of wisdom. We are calling for those paths. We are calling for those ways. We are calling for those activities upon this ministry, upon our pastors, upon the pastors. Yes, upon them. Upon the people. Hallelujah. I want to do something. We are going to continue, but I want all the kids get a chair. Shalom, you, and just come and sit right here in front of these powerful ladies. All the children. Bring the chair, just quickly. Move, quick, man. Move, man. No wasting time. Yeah, it will come. Or knock the battery down. Tell him to come out quickly. Okay. Yeah, sit down quickly. Sit down quickly. Hallelujah. Sit down. Yeah, shalom. It's okay. Sit down. She come on. And the girl is she in the car. Huh? No, it's okay. That's one there. I think. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Handabaro, koma shekaparo, sambara keton. You know, you can name a shekaroba kashikalaba. Shekalaba. So you didn't come here because there was no babysitters at home. And I know you're not, you are a big man, but you didn't come here because there's no babysitters at home. Your parents brought you here because they wanted you to be in this environment. And so before now, I had the thought came to my heart that I was telling the people that were with me in my car, I said, look here, you have to cover 1440 in this Southwest Believers Convention. You have to cover Super Kid in this convention. You really, you guys don't just come to prayer and just sit down there like, okay, we're not playing our game now. Yeah, this is vacation time. We're supposed to be playing game and watching TV during vacation, and they won't allow us to. No. So just can you give us just a few minutes here, okay, to just invest time, right? We are putting time, the bridge, we are putting time. So we are not out there in the outskirts, you know, playing like children in the marketplace. We are in business here. Amen?
Yeah.
No, I mean, they were telling me that in the Super Kid, they were telling them about kids that were millionaires at 6, at 8, and this.
Amen.
I don't know whether those kids do tithing in church. I know if my children come into that type of money, they will tithe. So it's time to get these people in here and start seeing stuff happening. Amen?
Amen.
Okay, so we are praying for wisdom. So that is your assignment. You're going to have to cover the Southwest Believers Convention for your people. You want to have a picture of those people that don't have the opportunity to be in this kind of a place. You want to be the one like that little child and say, Master, use my bread and feed everybody. So that little tongues that you pray, that little prayer of yours, Jesus can't. Now, we are seated in the heavenly place. I know you are seated here looking at my black face, but you know, we are seated in the heavenly places. If only you can see me in the heavenly places, okay? Angels, your own angel is right there behind you, wanting to do some work. Jesus said, their angel is always before the Father. Do you understand? This is major here, okay? It's major. Okay, so all those kids that don't have the opportunities that you have as a Christian child, don't have the opportunity to say, sit down, watch BVOV, okay, do your confession, okay, get your... Those children, we want to pray for them now. We want to give them those little things that you know and say, Jesus, distribute to them. Distribute, feed them and bring them. And all of them that needs to come for this Southwest Believers Convention, Lord, I am making the request now that you bring them. Make sure they show up. Make sure their parents show up. Make sure their families are healed. All those families that they are about to break up and they are having issues in their household and stuff and all this nonsense and all these children that can't see well with their eyes and they are all kinds of things. I want them healed. Somebody has to pray. And you know them, right? You know, right? Okay. So let's do this. Let's continue. Father, we just thank you. Endele Saka. Oh, Hendebo Shiva. Shahava. Shiva, Shahava, and Dabo. Oh, Rakade Galapatakoraba. Makla, Aseko, Etikata, Oitokomachi, Shekara, and the Mont, Ekalada. Minkiti Safana, Samboru, Savara, Shakura, Mekuloto, Vango Dobacha, Sakala, Duko, Bakurod, Abrakatatose, Jakala. New dimensions of wisdom, Kalaga, wisdom that is reserved for this age. Wisdom that is reserved for this dispensation. Lord Gemakaraka, we open the doors of this church. We open the doors of this ministry for wisdom to come in. Wisdom, come in. Oh, Eshakalabro, Abracada, Meklo, Bracado, Este Galado, Bekash. Places we have never been, Lord. Things we have never seen. Things we have never handled with our hand. That we should be handling. Lord, we open. We open this church. We open this ministry. We open the doors to the influx of wisdom. Yes, angels, you go. Azakalab, Omaka, Ashtaka,
and teach Ozokalaba and Dokupa and deliver wisdom. Deliver wisdom. Deliver wisdom. Deliver wisdom. Deliver it to Brother Copeland. Deliver wisdom that is required now, now, now. Deliver the wisdom. Deliver the wisdom. Deliver the wisdom. Go. Wisdom to rule. 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 Ashtekabaga. Ezegevedo. Makaraga. Makaraga. Nokot egadiga. Wisdom to overtake. Wisdom to overtake the enemy. Wisdom to overtake the enemy. Wisdom, alagote. Wisdom to get everything back. To get everything back. To get everything back that has been stolen. Everything back that we have been denied of. Wisdom to enter into that room. Wisdom to enter into the room. Wisdom to get that healing. Wisdom to get that healing. Wisdom to get the healing that belongs to us. Wisdom to get the finances that belongs to us. Wisdom. 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 Shtakalabogos. Oh, Shenikaba. Hazagelebon. Hamaraga. Ezeledo, Ozogobo, Asabara, Eshegere, Amados, Abarat, Agales, Endabo, Adabar, Esogo, Endeman, Antere, Asaka, Antumaraka, Endegela, Ome, Ome Karaba, Osepereka. Wisdom on demand. Wisdom on demand. Wisdom on demand. Wisdom, wisdom, Holy Spirit, we need you. In this place of in the back, I in the more cushion. In the back, Lord, we present our heart to you. The Bible says, be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind. Father, we present our hearts to you, even right here, right now, Lord. Our heart to be transformed, Lord. We present our heart to God. To be imparted by wisdom from above. Lord, we just don't want to be spinning our wheels in the house of prayer. No, 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 no. We don't want to just be spinning our wheels, Lord. Stay ore kamanash. Kendebo ramanash kapara. Doing the same thing. Halavrose krepinoma shakaba. The wisdom required for this age. How we should walk the remaining part of the way. How eshtelokoma, wisdom. How wisdom for the structure of Kenneth Copeland Ministries. Wisdom. 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 You ask not. You have not because you ask not. So higher wisdom. Higher wisdom. So clean the baintekana. Wisdom. Wisdom. Wisdom for families. Wisdom for families. Wisdom for the partners of Brother Copeland. You know, Brother Copeland said that all the meetings that we do, all the conventions, all everything, the everything is geared towards his partners, my partners. That's what he says. Everything, everything, everything is geared towards the partner. It's not geared towards Brother Copeland. He's a shepherd. And he has a job to do. He's geared towards the partners. Is just, if he's giving us a testimony, if he's prophesying, it's not that so that he can become well.
is geared towards. In fact, many times he says that he has to go back and do the same thing for himself. He's geared towards the partners. But the partners have a part to play. Partners have parts to play. And so, we are going to be praying for wisdom for the partners to connect well with the grace upon this ministry. Because if those results are not being seen on the field, in the houses, in the lives of the partner, it might be there is no proper connection. And it might be some of the partners, and this is scripture, Hebrews chapter 12. He said, don't let the lame be turned out of the way. If somebody is lame, as we move towards this holy place in chapter 12, the heavenly Jerusalem, where all this is, he says, don't let them be turned out of the way. Bring them to the way. Help them. All of our partners ought to, are supposed to, be enjoying supernatural health. All. All the 1 million partners that God has promised Brother Copeland are supposed to be strong so that we can do this work together. All. It's not just a few. All. So, we are going to, as we open our heart this morning, as a part, you say, what is this among so many? It's major. You know why? Let me give you an example that is kind of negative. If you lock your house up in the night and go to bed and your little child comes and decides to open the back door and just turn that knob and goes to the front and turn that knob and goes to bed, your house is open. That's negative, which means somebody can just come in there. He doesn't need to break in. He just comes in. At that point, it's like he's opening the door and, and coming in. In the things of the Spirit, now bring it up here. When we open this door, we can open door in this church for wisdom. You can do something in your house that will affect this whole congregation. You can do that. You. That is why when we come into a place like this, there is a preparation to make sure that when I'm spending time in the house and I'm coming here, I'm coming to bring a supply of the Spirit, not of the flesh. It's essential that my action will affect. Look at Gideon. Do you remember Gideon in the Bible? So, like every other Israelite were in hiding, and he so much was in hiding that he has developed a technology, an invention, by which you can dry your wheat in the basement. He was winnowing wheat in the basement. It's supposed to be done with the winds, but he has developed a technology. Why? Because of fear. He's now in the basement. Because if he goes out there, the Amalekite or whoever is attacking them will come and get the wheat. And the angel, now we are going back to angels, came and said, oh, mighty man of valor. He's like, what? What are you talking about? Excuse me. What are you talking about? No, sometimes I spit. Holy spit. What are you talking about? But He wrestled with that angel, not physically, but kept arguing. Don't you understand? You don't get it. You know my background. And after some time, okay, yes, I am. Okay, I'm a mighty man of valor. Do you know when he agreed? 33,000 people rose up in Israel. No, not people. Soldiers, men of war, rose up in Israel. One person agreed with God and gave room to 33,000 fighting men. Where were they all this while? You are connected to at least 33,000 people in this place. In fact, the Bible says your own is 1,000. One shall put 1,000 to flight. So your action as a person can among the thousands of partners that we have. Just making a change in your life. You know, God, I'm going to give you 5 minutes to read my Bible. I'm just going to read it because I love you. And it's hard reading it, but you do some things because of love. There are people that actually borrow money to please the lady because they think they love the lady, just to make sure that she doesn't know that I'm really poor from my family. Let me, bro, can you get me like $10? I need to go see that babe, just to make her happy. So, this wisdom, we are going back to the wisdom, and as we pray right now, see yourself help 1,000 people in this Southwest Believers Convention. Amen? Amen? Like Gideon, I agree with the word of God, one shall put 1,000 to flight. Okay, I agree with that. I agree with that words of Jesus. Yeah, one shall put 1,000 to flight. Let's do that now. I agree with that word. Now, can somebody just open that? Where is that in the scripture anyway? One will put 1,000 to flight and 2 10,000. Where is it? It's in the New Testament, right? Huh? Old Testament, where is it? Oh, it's actually in the Old Testament. Okay. Where in the Old Testament? Google. I'm waiting on you guys. Okay. Somebody should open to those two places. What? Okay. Leviticus. Okay, if you found it, do you want to read? We have a microphone. Who has found it? Okay. Please give her a microphone so she can read clearly. Make sure you are giving us the right reference, miss.
So this is Deuteronomy 32:30, King James. How should one chase 1,000 and two put 10,000 to flight, except their rock has sold them and the Lord shut them up?
Who has found the next one? Judges, what?
Joshua
23:10.
It says, each one of you will put a flight of thousands of enemies.
For the Lord your God fights for you, just as he has promised.
Amen. So that's the second scripture. One more.
In the Amplified, 5 of you shall chase 100, and 100 of you shall put 10,000 to flight. Your enemy shall fail before you by the sword.
Amen. That's 10,000. 100 will go. Okay. Okay. No, by the law of the scripture, when it is in two places in the scripture, it becomes an established law. So it is a law of the spirit that you can put 1,000 to flight. Now, sometimes we see it in the negative word, I'm driving the enemies away. There you can actually wake people up. You can wake 1,000 people up. So what did Gideon do? There were 33,000 people that woke up. And then what did God do? He said, okay, thank you. Now you see how this works. You say there was nobody to help you. Here is 3,000, but I just need 300 of them. And God used only 300 of the people. Because 300 was sufficient. Right? Mm-hmm. That is proving this scripture we've just read. So your awakening The awakening of our partners. The awakening of the partners of Brother Copeland. This is where we are. This is the purpose of this ministry. Is okay. Let's do the one of the church. What is our purpose? Let's say together. We are called to take a group of people, disciple them intensely, teach them a common faith, and help them to live victorious in life. Man, you guys are getting rusty. Okay, we are going to say it again. We are called to take a group of people, disciple them intensely in the word of God, teach them an uncommon faith, and help them to stand victoriously in life. Okay, we are going to do it one more time. No, you are in the army. In case you don't know, you are a target. So you better you present yourself and fight, because you're a target anyway. So, one, two, go. We are called to take a group of people, disciple them intensely in the word of God, teach them an uncommon faith, and help them to stand victoriously in life. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
So in the Master Kerendo Boria Makashada, Abrakatos, Embrakatas, and Dekoshena, Amantokos, Ebrentikas, Alentoso, Edingamash, Evronto, Amaka, Asata, Egoto, Emata, Evoko, Emiti, Alito, Araba, Esaka, Endano, Asibi, Anogo, Emete, Arasa, Erego, Ashama, Esekala, Adobode, Adagada, Adebode, Adagada, Adebode, Adagada, Adebode, Adagada. Yes, Kaloboga, Namakaya, Kamakaya, Kamakaya, Kamakaya. Hamakaya, Kaya, 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 Kaya. Shakalaba garaba gada gada golobe gada galamo goduga. Yes, Lord. Ashakaraba gashta. And the gomakayoto. And the gelemana. Abarakato. Estakayanda. Amekarabo. The baraba. The boraba. The gada. Yes. Yes. Ashtagalosum. Estagamaka. Ashtegobo. Ashtago. Makayo. Estakaya. Mekayo. Shakoye, Ashaka, Keondo, Ayi Kamoch, Mekayo Shekabash, Yekoyosh, Abiga Estoya, Shakayosh, Ebagara, Shakayosh, Estekayanda, Kayoto, 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 Kayoto. Este Kayoto, Kayoto Mekala, Este Vonoshi. Yes. Keleveno Rabaka. We speak wisdom among them that are matured. Wisdom. We declare by faith the wisdom of God. Achakalo Bagetuno Kaba. As you pray in tongues, you declare this wisdom. Abrakado Bele Kerete. Este calavono astagede mukulu saparasha. By faith connect with this wisdom now and declare it. Ashtogobade gele tamata begoro sapala e chocolo sacra davana chocobele sapana. You know, some parts of prayer, it's not just asking God. A lot actually in prayer has to do with you giving commands, has to do with you sending the angels forth. A lot in prayer has to do with that. So when you are praying in tongues, don't just see yourself, yeah, we speak to God, but you know, as you give him, he's downloading the wisdom, because you must be the one to release that wisdom on the face of the earth. And the Bible says it is this wisdom. So you see yourself now, sometime in the prayer, in the place of prayer, you have to see yourself as the authority person preaching to the people. So in this place, you can see yourself ministering to your thousand, talking to them in tongues, and telling them things, picking things from inside you that God has placed inside you and declaring it over the people. So that's what we are going to continue to do. We are here, we are together, right? We are in agreement. Hi, no, hey, okay, no. Let's do some preaching. Some preaching in wisdom. Egele toro pashaya. Sakra namaka. Poroto. Pakadei and dakulonda. Menklis to prata. Makayo. Estekedido. Tata do to titi. Tata. Toto. Tata. To. Toto tata, toto, titata, pakato, seteto, sikata, sato, ede batado, sakado, adabado, sekada, atabodo, makato, makata tata, arabatata, samato, semeto, matata, vakoto makata, tato, malakata, borokoto, mele, mara, moro, Mara, Moro, Mara, Mara Kata, Avado, Avado, Makado Gobagado, Makado Bagado, Makado, Mekado, Mekado, Makado, Makado, Mekado, 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 make it, Mekado, Ha, Asagado, Asagado, Maka, Moda, Modo, Modos, 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 Modos. More. Ah, Rakadagaba, Omegele, Amagara, Abalo, Ebere, Abara, Ebere, Abara, Abaro, Asa, Ara, Ero, Eo, Eshe, Aba, Oche, Baba, Baba, Bo. Okay, now, you said where is this written? And so the first experience they have, speaking with the Holy Ghost, that they were just minding their own tongue. Praying in the Holy Ghost by faith. And the Bible says, and there were in Jerusalem people from all over the earth. And they began to hear them speak in their, not just the language, dialect. Dialect. Have you ever listened to a real Southern man talk? I thought the guy was joking when he came into my office some years ago. And you got it. I can't down here. I say, yes, I got it. What do you want? Because it was just, there was this draw. It was sweet. I'm like, is he playing or joking? Is he playing with me? Or it's really serious. And he was serious talking about the stuff, you know, the things in the book. I'm like, okay, yeah, I got it, yeah. It would be rude of me to say, can you please slow down? Because that's the way he talks. I thought, you know, it's like a little child, a young guy trying to please somebody, you know, and you have these slangs, you know, the way you talk, it's just smooth, you know, like some of our boys in the hood, you know. He was just going on and going on. I'm like, this is how he talks. And it was normal. It was normal. So, they were praying in tongues in the upper room. And one way or the other, there was no loudspeaker during that time invented. There was nobody went and put some speakers on the streets and gave Peter a microphone. How did the people hear them, hear the woman in the corner, in the upper room, speak in his own language, and he is from Arabia? How? These things happen by faith. We have angels who are... connecting your thousand. These things have been reawakened. Brother Copeland prophesied a higher order of prayer. These things have been reawakened. So our thousands are being connected. So let's do another 5 minutes of this. Wisdom for them. How to connect. Because what did the 3,000 people say? How shall we be saved? Please help us. How shall we be saved? Connection. Answers. So let us do some connection to every of our partner who is right now debating whether, who are supposed to be in this meeting, and they, you know, have the excuses as usual why they shouldn't come, and they are trying to get themselves bought into this excuse game and stuff. We are going to bring them some answers now. Mm-hmm. Amen? As you pray in tongues, they're going to bring them some money. Going to bring them some peace of mind. They are going to give them some vacation time at their jobs. Things. Hallelujah. Egerebo Torota. Mangada. Sangere. Somboro. Sadara. Achaga. Esumato Belegede. Maragada. Maragada. Alanto. Egeto. Amanto. Adiga. Oh. Eh. Ha. Ha. Hey. Oh. Ha. Hey, ho, ha, ha, ha. Hey, ho, ho, ha. Hey, hey, hey. Yes, yes, you, yeah. Ma, yamu, sekala, mangara, ye. So, karaba, kendebo, talaba, and the go, 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 go. Hey, elabosh. Ha, ayaba, yobo, yobo, yobo. Kalaba ba 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 ba. Ajagala gabodo. Hey, shomara, shamara, shomara, shamara. Show, 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 show up in the name of Jesus. Regegegegegege. Rapata, ropoto, rapata. Ropoto, day, day, days, days, days. We are calling for days, days of heaven on earth, days of heaven on earth, days of heaven on earth, on our partners, days of heaven on earth, on the e-members, days of heaven on earth, on the members of this church, days, days, days of heaven on earth. Amako, Magada, Negele, the connection, the connection, the connection, the connection, the connection in the name of Jesus. The connection. Hoshekabagara. Oh yes, Sekeleba. We take authority over confusion in the name of Jesus. We say to you, confusion, be gone in the name of Jesus. Sekalande gama, sharabanda, sharabanda, sharabanda. Yes, we minister to them. We minister to them. The grace, the grace, the grace, the grace, the grace, the grace in the name of Jesus. The grace on the call of this ministry. The grace on the partner. The grace working on the partner. The grace working with the partner. The partners working with the grave. The partners are waking to the grave. Awake! Awake! Wake up, partners! Wake up to the grace! Wake up to the grace! Wake up to the grace! Oh, today, today, today! Wake up today! Wake up to the grace of God! Wake up to the grace of God. Wake up to the grace of God. Ha, shake him on. Nekonoko nakamaka nakamaka nakano. Shakabole, Endogoba, Ajagara, Endogomaste, Elemaka, Erege, Enemaka, Enemasio, Ambarasi, Embegeto, Asabadi, Elego, in the massacration. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Oh, yes, Kalama. Oh, Lord, we thank you for the wisdom. Wisdom. Abundance of wisdom. Oh, wisdom that cannot be in the corner, that cannot be negotiated against. wisdom that will not back down. Yes, the wisdom that will not back down against all of the complaining, against all of the murmuring. Wisdom is the gurimana. Wisdom is established in our heart. Wisdom is established in our heart. It's established in our life. It's established in the name of Jesus. Kismanech nakama. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, we know better, and we do it. We do it. No, yeah, we do it. We do it. Ekonon kamakada. We cooperate in the cushion. We cooperate with our pastors. We cooperate. Let me konzamaneche kamate kaba. We cooperate in the goma with Brother Copeland. Yes, we cooperate and we help him. We help him. Estongona, we help him. We help him. The partners waking up to do their part. Waking up to pray, waking up to give. Waking up to pray, waking up to support. Partners alive, partners alive, partners coming alive. The partners of this ministry coming alive, coming alive, coming alive, coming alive. Yeah, coming alive. Yes, in the measure of the Spirit of God that is on this ministry, you are coming alive. You are coming alive. You are a partner and you are coming alive in the name of Jesus. You are not going to allow the enemy to sift you. No, no, no. We are not allowing that. Kensama. You are a partner of this ministry, and we surround you with the love and with the faith of God. We attack that fear. We attack that lie of the enemy. We attack that lie. We attack it in the name of Jesus, and we cast it out of your house, out of your place in the name of Jesus. You know it. You are a mighty man of valor. You know it. Now wake up. Stand up and occupy your place. And no komacha nacha. Kesemi no kutama nashaka. Sembene kumakada. Prakado. Singele no 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 mechanication. Krapate. Sanamanto kolabata. You know you can do it. You know you can do it. Yeah, yes, we know you wasted time. We know you wasted time. But there is room for you in the house. There is room for you. There is time for you. There is time for you. That little time you have, just turn around and come back home. Come back. Turn around. Turn to your stronghold. Turn to your stronghold. Turn. You turn around. Come back home. You come back home. Yes. Now you come back home. Shikanamakoda. It's a lie. It's a lie. Nobody is judging you. You know that? It's a lie of the enemy. It's a lie of the enemy. You believe the lie. So repent now. Repent. Repent about the lies in the name of Jesus. Lord, we plead the blood of Jesus. The blood of Jesus over our partners. The blood of Jesus. The cleansing blood of Jesus over the partners of this ministry. Yes, the cleansing blood of Jesus. A new day. A new day for the partners. A new day for the e-members. A new day for the members of this ministry. A new day. A new day. A new day. New. Rain of the Spirit. The outpouring of the Holy Ghost. Yeah. Yes. Yes. Yeah. That's what we have. Tender goats. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hey, yes. Yes, yes, thank you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Shtikimangada. Father, we receive from you this morning. Indingamakataya. Esukala. Holy Spirit, we make this commitment in the Goma. Just like when we were young, our parents always say, oh, don't go there. Oh, don't do the, okay, stay there. Don't wait for me there. We want you to parent us, Holy Spirit. We want you to order our steps aright. We want you to correct us. We open ourselves here and we are saying, you have the right to speak into our lives. Silence no more, Lord. I know you are not silent, but Lord, we are asking for healing for our ears. Healing. healing, opening of eyes that we can see, ears to hear, hearts to believe, to lay hold in the name of Jesus. We take that this morning for everyone on the, in this place. We take that this morning in the name of Jesus. We take that on behalf of the e-members. We take that on behalf of the members of this ministry. We take that on behalf of the partners in the name of Jesus. We take that on behalf of those that will become partners in the name of Jesus. Interaction with the Spirit such as we have never seen it before, Lord. A new place. And we take this place. We embrace this place. And we thank you for this opportunity, Lord, to walk with you. In Jesus' name we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yeah, please, son. I'll start. You have the microphone.
I'm going to announce the prayer times that we have available for Southwest. Praise the Lord. And the conference calls as well. The conference call number, if you want to write this number down, because it's the same number for all of the calls, will be 605-472-5622. That's 605-472-5622. And the access code is 930853. And it has a star. But I think it should be pound. Yeah. It should be a pound sign after that. It's 930853 pound. And that will connect you to our calls. And it is Wednesdays, June 26th, July 3rd, the 10th, and the 17th. And the times are 6 a.m. and 7 p.m. And then on Thursdays, June 27th, July 11th, and the 18th, same times, 6 a.m. and 7 p.m. And then Mondays is July 1st, the 8th, and the 15th, 6 a.m. and 7 p.m. And then Tuesdays, July the 2nd, 9th and 16th, 6 a.m. and 7 p.m. We also have Monday through Thursdays in the Partner Service Center. It's 15 minutes. It's 1 until 1:15. We pray in tongues. We pray in the Spirit over Southwest as well. Amen. And also, we have prayer Monday through Thursdays, and it's 9 a.m. and 3 p.m. PSC. Amen. Volunteer intercessory prayer at those times. So prayer is everywhere. Amen.
Amen. Yes. Yeah. In the partner
service center. Yes, ma'am.
Okay, just want to do something that I think I have in my heart. Can I pray by your kids too? I want to pray. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. You. Okay. I'm going to pray over you guys. Okay. Because you carry things and just allow the Lord to flow. Sumbra and Tikava and Tefino and Shikapa and Teso in Jesus' name. Sumbra and Kadebo, Akalande and Shtembo, Praka and Devo. Yes. Your endeavors in righteousness in the name of Jesus. Make Otiva. Asipo, Undugo, separate, Agoto, you are separated in the name of Jesus. Kemanto, Selede, Embanash, Paco, Seve, Into, Maka, yes, Kondogo, you are sent into that place in righteousness. In Gonde Gamaste Ndosh. Ndamba Esongo Prata Eges. Vont is the bond. Is the bond. Yes, in the Napore Keman. Yes, the bond. Eshukombaka. You are bonded in righteousness in the name of Jesus. In the ghost, a party, a vonto, a breast, a glint, a zoom, a cash, a vanat, a bosh, shekina. Yeah, ngeno, ra. Yes, you abide in that place in righteousness in the name of Jesus. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
So thank you guys for coming. Thank you for.
I want to say this. Yes.
I want to just say this to remind all of you. You know, Daniel was a very, very young man when he prayed to God. So remember that your prayers are so important. We can do it as adults, but they're a prayer of a child, a prayer of a teenager is just so precious to our Lord. Always remember that. Your prayers are so precious.